I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Now, Sarah.
Yara.
There are times when we talk about relationships and I think Sarah didn't do this stuff this way. She just didn't do it that way.
Yeah, so I had very few boyfriends.
It's sometimes the stories that I have in front of me aren't fitting. And you're nice and you're a sport and you usually try to participate. But this is one where I thought, okay, you were kind of a hookup lady. You hooked up with boys. You were like, yeah, I'll hang out with that guy and yeah. We'll see.
I only had maybe like three or four long, any kind of longish term. Like I had a boyfriend when I was a sophomore and a junior in high school. He was from another town, Mike Rodell. We were both virgins.
And he took and yours.
No, he didn't take
yours. Oh, mine. He didn't take yours. No. What's the guy's name that took yours?
Mike Barolini. And actually, I kind of count him as a boyfriend because he was taking me out and we were doing stuff for 6 months before I finally gave it up. And then he never called me again. And I'm like, oh, something wrong with me. This is broken down here. I didn't love him, but he'd be like, I love you. I'll do anything. We got to do that one thing. I mean, he would say what it was.
Right.
Yeah. You got to love me. And I was like, no, no, no. And I'm like, well, I'm almost 17. I'll just do it. Whatever. So it wasn't like my heart was broken. I was more like, oh, no. He got the milk for free. And then he was like, I don't like that milk. I'm like, oh, man.
I'm really surprised that he, after 6 months of, you must have been making out. And
oh, yeah.
How he had any kind of ability to last for even a minute after all that buildup.
Yeah, it wasn't. I can't even remember how long it went on for, but I do remember it was not great, obviously. You know, it was my first time.
Right.
But it was very, I don't know. That is so not the part that what I remember is, oh my God, this guy, we didn't have ghosted in the time, but that's what that guy did. He ghosted me. I met him. I worked at Sears, Roebuck and Company. It's an old timey place where people used to get work.
It's a hot shot job for the young people of the 70s.
Yes, exactly. I was a total hot shot working at Sears. The funniest part about working at Sears was, you know, moms would drag their kids to Sears to get a suit and some dress shoes. Like for
anything. Everything.
Kind of, right.
A basketball and a new suit.
Right.
That's what
and
we need.
And a wrench.
Right.
And a dryer. and some rugs. Like Sears. Like the ultimate department store. And it would be so funny because I would see people that I worked with that I went to high school with all the time. And I swear to God, they had never seen me out of context. Like I was working at Sears. And then afterward, I remember this one kid. His name was Michael Schwartz. Maybe it was Peter Schwartz. But he was a kid. I never had a conversation with him ever in school. And after he saw me at Sears, he would like come up to me at school and be like, hey.
You're a person.
You exist.
I saw you. You had a name tag on. You're obviously Sarah.
I don't even know your name. Are you Michael or Peter? I was like, wow. Hi, I guess.
People online are talking about the pettiest reasons they stopped hooking up with someone. Now, I will say I certainly have a couple, you know, flings or whatever you want to call them, but it really wasn't my MO. I actually believed that I hope it goes well. I'd like to see you again. That's at least in my head. I'm thinking I'd like this to go well in hopes that we'll do this more.
Yes. So these are like they got the ick. And that was the last time they were like, I'm not doing that again.
She got mad that I never viewed her Instagram stories. As in, didn't look at my posts. And she didn't want to hang out anymore. You're not frequenting my Instagram enough. That is a very modern reason.
And that's why the guy got dumped.
She got mad that I never viewed her Instagram stories. I barely used Instagram. It's not my thing. What's the problem? Right. Well, it's a problem for her.
Yeah.
She.
You don't care about me.
Is crafting her stories to look good in your eyes and then she never sees your name in her history.
And they go away in 24 hours. You need to be constantly monitoring what I'm posting.
She's silly. She has no idea how a diamond in the rough, a guy who's not creeping on Instagram and scrolling or have a social media presence, that's a green flag.
You want that.
Yeah.
I would have expected her to totally agree with the person that said, you're not looking at my posts. That's awesome.
No, and actually, you make a really good point. I felt this. I'm like, well, I'll probably get dumped for that, too, because I'm not looking at anybody's Instagram. But you actually make a really good point. Like, that is not necessarily a bad, because I'll tell you something. John will get, his friends will send him a TikTok, and then I see him, he's over on TikTok. And I go look and I'm like, yep, another practically naked lady doing some dance on TikTok. I'm like, are you having fun? He's like, this chick is so hot. I'm like, she's AI. And 9 times out of 10, she is AI.
Why you got to do that? You don't got to do that.
He's like, I don't care.
Well,
I just love that's hot.
It's funny. I would care. I'd be like, oh, she's fake.
You can't tell. You can barely tell. It's just, I'm like, she's too perfect. Look at the shadow.
If you told me that, it would ruin it for me.
Oh. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're ever on TikTok,
I'm not.
Half of what you see is fake.
Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm going to ruin it for you before you can even get on there.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I was talking to a lady a little bit a few months ago. And she got upset.
What's her name?
I didn't. I'm keeping that quiet.
All right.
She got upset that I wasn't looking at she started sending me just videos all the time on DM and me just videos of, I don't even know what. And obviously it was like It just, I just, nothing that I'm interested in.
How can you tell if somebody has looked at your...
Well, I'm supposed to like it and respond you know, put a heart by it or something.
My dad sends me videos, three or four videos a day. And I never, well, once in a while I'll look at them, but I mostly don't.
She just winked. She doesn't look at them at all, Gentry.
Well, Dad, once in a while I will. But
that's a deal breaker for me, though. Like, if you're getting upset that I'm not liking your stuff, you're DMing me, then
If you want to talk to me, text me.
Yeah.
Call me.
Yeah, don't send me.
Yes, Vinny, your hand
videos.
Is up.
Have you kissed this lady?
Truth for once.
Yes.
We kissed her.
We went on a couple dates.
And after kissing her, you didn't feel like participating in her DMs.
Yes.
You were like, I don't want to watch those.
Yes.
So the kiss wasn't good or just...
No, it was fine. I mean, she's fine. Fine. Good looking.
Did other stuff happen?
Maybe. Some stuff happened.
Yeah. But not all the stuff.
But the DMs to me, it was just too much. I'm like, if you're legitimately upset because I'm not liking the videos you send me, this isn't going anywhere.
Could you express to someone, I don't communicate through, if you want to talk to, I don't look at my DMs, I don't, or could you say something like that?
But that's how she communicates. That's her love language. She wants to, she thinks she thought
I'm
of
thinking
you
of
when
you
she watched
and sending
this.
You stuff. Yeah. Mm. I'm telling you things through other people's videos.
Didn't work for me.
It wasn't a good fit. I think that's fair.
So if you send somebody a video through a DM, I thought that was just that you had tagged them in that video.
No, you can send them a DM.
Oh, you actually
send it. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I didn't understand. Sorry.
These are people online talking about the pettiest reasons they stopped hooking up with someone.
Okay.
You know, the old hookup.
Yeah.
I've never, ever... I mean, I take that back. I have. But I really always think I would want to see this person again. The only one was that divorcee lady.
Yeah.
That was the one where I was like, lady, you're a grown up. I'm 18. I have sand in my shorts. Like, why are you wanting to see me again? What's wrong with you?
You're amazing.
I ended it with the first girl that had sex with me like a couple times because she got a really bad haircut.
Yeah, Vinny's broken up with girls over haircuts.
That happened.
Before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was in seventh grade and I did not and had not, you know.
But he took away. She comes around the corner with her fancy new haircut and he goes, ugh.
I did not. That is not what you weren't there.
Yes, I was.
When you started the story, I was already excited for the things Maddie was going to share about why he's broken up with people.
I know.
Tell us more.
I stopped dating a girl once because she, at dinner, just expressed her hatred for the Rolling Stones. And not that I'm like a huge fan, but I'm like, this will never go anywhere. If you can't hate the Rolling Stones. You can dislike them, but like not hate them. And that was no good.
You know what? I have to say I'm in Maddie's camp. If someone was like actively crapping on some band that I loved.
Yeah.
Did she crap?
She just doesn't like them. I don't have to like her.
It's almost better than being indifferent to your favorite band, where she's like, it doesn't sound like anything to me. At least she has an emotional response.
Yeah, but now I can't ask the kitchen bitch to play my Rolling Stones mix anymore.
Yeah, you can.
You know?
I'm allowed to
suck it up.
Break up for whatever reason I want to.
That's true.
Okay,
bad manners, eating badly, that's one.
Bad manners is on this list. This person says, I stopped hooking up with this guy because he never said thanks to anyone for anything, ever.
Ooh. That actually would, I would not be into that person.
Therapy. Prescribe it.
I stopped hooking up with this person because they littered.
Oh, I would
litter
also,
bugs.
I would be like, my jaw would drop. Like, what did you just do? You're not my kind of person.
I would need to stick around long enough to fix that because, you know.
Oh.
Just long enough to get that out of the system.
That one.
No, but just for the world. We'll I'm like, fix why are you littering?
You gotta love when a lady says, I'm gonna put on my tool belt and I am gonna repair
this man.
I'm gonna
leave you better than I found you.
Only
a
lady.
Upper.
Only a lady.
She's not wrong. That would be a service to all the women who came after you, but honestly.
And mankind in general.
Sure. Don't waste your
litter
time.
Bugs. Yuck.
Litter bug. Really? Did you just throw something out of the car?
Baby talk. I hate baby talk.
I hate baby talk.
I'm an adult. Speak to me like an adult. These are reasons people stopped hooking up with someone.
Yeah.
So it never became boyfriend, girlfriend because of these reasons.
Right.
Let's see.
Do you want me to give you a little tickle?
Should I
tickle you, baby?
Is that a quote?
Whatever.
From that
no,
boyfriend
just
that you...
oh my God, that guy. I was like, are you, did you just call me Sarah?
What the num num, Sarah?
Mm. She didn't want me to get a phone case with Carlton from the Fresh Prince on it. I realized she didn't share my sense of whimsy and fun.
It's not like anyone would accidentally pick up your phone and walk off with it. I mean, that would be something. I've never seen a Carlton. Is he doing the dance? Is it a whole...
Is it holographic? Like when
yeah.
you move it?
I actually like this. I might date that guy.
You know, I realize it's almost like a fake thing that people are trying to partner up because they remove people for the pettiest. I get it. You don't want to be with someone who doesn't like the Rolling Stones. All right. I get it. It won't work for you. But the Carlton.
Like, who cares what the guy's phone case is? I can't bring you home to my parents with Carlton on there. They'll be like, what's wrong with that guy? Why is he so weird?
She had this silly oversized beret that I thought was an occasional fashion choice, but it turned out to be a personality piece she wore all the time.
Oh, a hat.
The hat.
Maddie
the old
up with
hat.
Her too.
Yep.
Maddie says no. If you're a lady with a hat, no.
No.
Some people do have their hat that they wear.
From the 4A, breaking up because of an annoying laugh, done that.
Yes.
Who was that? Janet. Janice?
Janice.
On Friends?
And this was a girl from Long Island, and she had that same, yeah, she had that laugh, and I'm like, no.
Oh, Chandler.
Nope.
Didn't she also do Joey?
Oh. She hooks up with Ross.
It's Ross.
Oh, right, right. Yes. Ding, ding.
Chandler, what we have, it's like movie love.
Good job, Bob.
Very well done.
Yeah. You got a job doing that. Keep it up.
Nice.
I'll move on now. That's
fun. I like that one.
We mind that one, though. Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.